This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with a fast breeder reactor in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving criticality. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said criticality is the stage during which a reactor successfully attains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He highlighted that the nuclear reactor is built entirely using indigenous technology.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है कुछ ही दिन पहले हमारे न्यूक्लियर साइंटिस्ट ने एक और बड़ी उपलब्धि से भारत का गौरव बढ़ाया है तमिलनाडु के कल्पकम में फास्ट ब्रीडर रिएक्टर ने क्रिटिकलिटी हासिल कर ली है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हाइलाइटेड द ऑनगोइंग सेंसस कैंपेन He said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, which is the world's largest census. Mr. Modi elaborated that Census 2027 has been made digital and all information is being recorded directly in digital form. He urged everyone to participate in this process and make Census 2027 a success. Mr. Modi said the month of May is beginning on a pious note, with Buddha Purnima being celebrated on the 1st of May. He extended his best wishes to all, saying that the message of Lord Buddha remains as relevant today.
आज दुनिया जिस तरह के तनावों और संघर्षों से गुजर रही है ऐसे समय में बुद्ध के विचार और भी अहम हो गए हैं दक्षिण अमेरिका के चिली में एक संस्था भगवान बुद्ध के विचारों को आगे बढ़ा रही है लद्दाख में जन्मे ड्रपोन और जेर रिनपोचे के मार्गदर्शन में काम हो रहा है कोची गुआज घाटी में बना स्तूप लोगों को शांति का अनुभव कराता है वाकई यह देखकर गर्व होता है भारत की प्राचीन धारा दुनिया तक पहुंच रही है
The nation will celebrate Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore's birth anniversary on the 9th of May on the occasion of Pochishe Boishakh. Mr. Modi paid tributes to Gurudev Tagore, saying he was a multifaceted personality who shaped many renowned institutions. The Prime Minister said that the month of May also reminds everyone of the First War of Independence of 1857. He saluted all the brave freedom fighters who awakened the spirit of patriotism among the people. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi urged children to enjoy their summer vacation to the fullest and try to learn something new. He asked everyone to take care of their health during the summer season. Polling is underway for the local body elections in Gujarat across 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities and over 200 district and taluka panchayats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah cast his vote for Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation along with family at a polling station in Naranpura in Ahmedabad. Polling will continue until 6 this evening with the counting of votes scheduled for April 28. US President Donald Trump and other top White House officials were evacuated unharmed from the annual dinner of White House correspondents after a man armed with multiple weapons fired shots outside the ballroom of a hotel in Washington, D.C. Secret Service officials and other security personnel covered the President, First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance and escorted them out of the ballroom. Several guests at the dinner, including leaders across the political spectrum, journalists and other invitees, ducked under the tables, apparently as a reflex action. Hours later, Trump addressed a press conference at the White House and announced that the security personnel had captured one person who hails from California. In IPL cricket, in a doubleheader today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants will be up against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. That is the end of this news bulletin.